Hello and welcome to the first class for 2017, Make It a Value Add Year. I'm Angela Anoff, creator, director, owner of Professional Organisers Edge and Creating Order from Chaos. And I am excited about the year that's coming. I'm excited to share with you some stuff that I sort of learnt along the way when I was travelling recently. And look, it's one of those things that whenever I am out and about, I notice things and I always wonder how could that, you know, observation help me out in business. So this is one of those times. So let me tell you, as I said, this class is all about make it a value add year. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this recording and it's July, there's nothing stopping you from implementing this stuff. It's not really something that has to be done in January, but anytime you can implement some of these ideas, and I think it's going to make a difference for you and your client retention, which is a biggie. I am always going on about having long-term clients and how much easier it is to keep a client than it is to get a new one, etc. Now, I'm very lucky in that I recently had a client contact me again, and when we looked back over the records, it was over 3 years ago that since she'd last had me in. And thankfully, the changes that we'd made together in her home were still working for her. She needed some extra help and she called on me. Fantastic. Now, as I said, this strategy I'm going to talk about today is all about client retention. It's also a great way to make you love your work even more, because it is a little bit about spreading joy, spreading some love. Okay, let me get to the point. When I was overseas recently, I noticed a trend. Now, obviously, when you're a visitor in, you know, a traveller and you're a tourist, everywhere you go, people want to make you feel like you're getting good value for money. They want to make you leave smiling. They want you to be happy. And especially when we were in Turkey, which is going through a really rough patch with regards to tourism at the moment, they were desperate to show some love to tourists there. Now, the trend that I noticed was that everywhere we went, not just in Turkey, but I was in Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, Turkey, all of those places we went, they were all about adding value. Wherever you went, there was extra. Now, when you're a waiter in a tourist area, it is not just your job to speak a little English, help people make a good choice, deliver food and drink, you know, and be friendly and so on. But one of their main duties is to help you connect to the local Wi-Fi. Now, it's funny, but, you know, when you're overseas and you're not connected that often to Wi-Fi, it becomes really important. So you sit down at a little cafe or a restaurant, and the first thing you want to do is log into their Wi-Fi, which is always free, because you want to connect, you know, you want to check in on family and friends back home. So, as I said, not only is the cafe or restaurant providing free Wi-Fi, they're providing assistance by the waiter or waitress in helping you log on. Now, some of the restaurants even had the Wi-Fi passcode printed into their menu, so it was really easy. But very often you would simply hand over your phone to the waiter and he or she would log in for you, and that would be one little value add. Now, while you're at the restaurant, of course, you want something to eat and drink. And very often, bottled water would be supplied free of charge. Now, here in Australia, we're used to you know, getting maybe tap water for free but having to pay for bottled water. That was not all, you know, that was not always the case. Sometimes it was just provided free of charge, no questions asked. Other little bits of value add things that we noticed was food. Now, if you go to a bar in the early evening in Italy, when you order a drink, you are automatically supplied with a little selection, an array of nibbly foods. Now, one thing we noticed in one particular bar, they actually, you know, when you ordered another drink, they would take away the half-eaten bowls of nuts and so on and bring you fresh bowls of nuts when the next drink comes. Now, that was brilliant. Not only was it great customer service, what do you think happened? We stayed around longer. We ordered more drinks because in the end we didn't even need dinner. We just ate the nibbles just for the price of our drinks. In Turkey, it was very much the trend when you go to a shop anywhere, they will offer you a glass of tea, beautiful tea. And you've probably heard of Turkish coffee, but the Turks drink way more tea than they do coffee, and they really enjoy their tea. Now, it's considered rude to not accept. So, of course, we were accepting all over the place. The thing with that is, of course, if you're in a carpet cellar or a jewellery store and they offer you a cup of tea and then you're drinking their tea, you are much more inclined to have a chat with the shopkeeper, feel warm and fuzzy towards them. It's a way of doing business for them that really engenders some loyalty, a chance to connect with their customers, and it obviously works for them because we were spending money like crazy. Anyway, what else? Oh, now, the hand wipes. You know, it was just standard practice. Everywhere we went, on trains, restaurants, everywhere, they would leave you they would also leave you with a hand wipe. And that was fantastic. It's great, especially on a train, you've eaten a sandwich or something. They were handing them out to people who were, you know, had their own picnics and so on. So everybody won there. Not only were people happy to have clean hands, but the train was clean because people didn't have sticky mess everywhere. Other things, look, there were samples of food. You know, you'd walk through a market and, of course, they want you to try their Turkish delight or the nuts or the breads or whatever it is. There were samples everywhere. And maps. You know, there was people would go out of their way to help us out with a free map, with directions, with recommendations for local restaurants and so on. It was all about adding value. And too often I find here, back home, that you know, it's all about just the transaction. It's about, you've purchased this particular thing. Here's what goes with that. See you later. They are people who do just that raw transaction are missing a big step, an opportunity to connect really well with their customers. So you can hear I'm raving about it, and it's a real opportunity for us to insert this sort of thing into our businesses. So, let me start by saying that I'm not talking here about things that you include in your packages and therefore it's listed on your website as part of your service. These are little extra things that bring a smile to someone's face that they're not expecting and that they will remember long after you're gone. And I'm going to share with you the three steps to figuring out what it is that you could offer, add value for your clients, as well as a bunch of ideas, things that you could maybe take away and do for yourself. And at the end, I've got a special offer exclusively for my Professional Organisers Edge members, my little way of adding some value to your membership. Okay, so, I should also mention I will be giving out code words for you to be able to claim your professional development certificate. When you've sent me the three code words that I mentioned, you will be able to get a certificate for your stating that you've used this course for some professional development. Okay. Step number one is to have a look at your current client. Now, if you've only got one or two, that's fine. Go with what you've got. If you've got a million clients, I would say pick your top five or top 10 and figure out what is it that those people would really benefit from, would really put a smile on their face, and what are they looking for? So what I'm saying is choose some actual people, not your ideal client, not your, imaginary, the person that you would like to work with, but actual clients. And the reason I say that is that it will be easier for you to brainstorm if you've got a particular person in mind and, of course, their workspace or their home or whatever it is you're working in, because you'll be able to visualise what they need, what their space needs, etc. So I'll pause there and let you maybe jot down a few names to think about what would those people really like. Okay. When you've got your names of clients, have a think about what they need from you. Now, it might be great ideas, hands-on help, that sort of thing. But what would have really made their day when you left if you were to leave them with something? I'll come up with lots of ideas about what that might be, but I don't want to influence you right now. Just have a think about what would have made a big difference. What does that person actually value? You know, when you're working closely with a client, you do get to see into their souls. You get to figure out what they truly value in life and whether that's connection with their family or their pets or, you know, memorabilia or history or, you know, whatever it is that that person really likes and means a lot to them. Have a think about that. So that's step one. It's merely selecting your top 5 to 10 clients and just visualise what they might be needing from you. Step two is to delve a little bit deeper and to brainstorm possibilities. Now, when you're doing this brainstorming, forget about reality. Suspend your reality for a moment and to think about the logistics later. So, you know, talking wildly, maybe you're thinking of a particular client who loves to travel. And wouldn't that client just think it was fantastic if they had a list of all, you know, all of their bucket list travel places all in one list? Now, worry about the logistics later, how you're going to, you know, find out their bucket list and how, and all of those things. But you know, what are the things that you really could offer to them? And as I said, these are not advertised as your package, because the beauty of this is you get to select who gets the added value stuff. Clearly, if you've had a client that you never want to see again, don't bother giving them any added value. Give them what they paid for and move on. You don't want any of that negativity in your life. These are the clients that you want to nurture and show some extra love to. These are the clients you want to tell, that you want them to tell their friends about you, about how fabulous you were and all of that. So you're brainstorming some ideas, and I expect that it's going to take some time, and you might even find yourself coming up with ideas as you work with these clients of yours that you want to show some love to. I would say, obviously, write it down, and then play around with the possibilities later. Now, step three is to implement it. Easy as that, right? But really, it is something you don't want to overthink. You want to be spontaneous. Your first thought is probably the best thought. Make sure it happens and then evaluate. Figure out, well, hang on a minute, that idea cost me too much time, or it cost me too much money. It was out of proportion to the thing, or the client didn't enjoy it. I thought that they would, but they really didn't enjoy what I offered. And this comes to, of course, what I always say for everything: test and measure. Keep a log of what you've done. Now, obviously, if you're going to a repeat client, you don't want to be producing the same value add thing for them every time. It becomes predictable, and the fifth time you've done it, it's lost value. You want this to be a joyous surprise, something that they wouldn't be expecting, but that fills them with a warm, fuzzy feeling. So test and measure. So we had step one, review, list some actual clients. Step two, brainstorm possibilities and work out logistics later. Step three, implement, which is, I guess, where you do have to have your logistics figured out. You'll get some ideas in a moment when I share them, but I'm deliberately not offering up ideas, because I want your brain to spark ideas of its own. I don't want to take you down a particular path, because that will leave other paths unexplored. So let me give you a code word: brainstorm. Step two was to brainstorm. But that's actually code number one. Okay. I hope by now you're as excited about this as I am. And if not, now's the time to maybe jot down some of the ideas I'm going to share with you. And again, please don't limit yourself to my ideas, because, I don't know your clients. That's why we're looking at actual clients, because you will get to know them really well and you'll know exactly what they need. These ideas that I came up with came from me actually thinking about my clients and what do they need. Now, this client that I told you about is a long-term client, and I worked with her again recently. One thing she said to me was, "I just don't know what to do with all my passwords." She's got them pinned up around the computer, and she, half of them are written down and the other half are not, and she doesn't know what to do. It wasn't something that she directly asked me for help with. It was sort of an off-the-cuff remark. Now, wouldn't it be fabulous if I, at the end of a session or the next time I go there, come along with either the perfect solution for her passwords or a range of three options to discuss? Now, she wouldn't have been expecting it. It would have been done in my own time outside of the session, etc. But it's the kind of thing that would make a difference in her life. Another thing that would make a big difference in her life, because she is one of those people that tends to, you know, when she sees a flat, clear surface, she tends to pile things up on it. So what would make a difference for her? When we're done for the day and the space is clear, to have a vase of flowers or a pot plant on the table, making her think twice about putting a pile of papers there. So there's one client and two completely different ideas. One is more virtual and more of a service kind of add-on. The other is actually bringing a vase of flowers or a bunch of flowers or a small pot plant, maybe even a chili plant or something like that, to put on her table. Now, if we talk about a chili plant, I think I could probably pick one up for $12 to $15. That's nothing compared to what she's actually paying me, so that would work out. And it would really cement our relationship. If I left that with her, you know, I might not see her again for months, but I'll be remembered because there's something concrete there that would, you know, remind her daily that of my visit. So I'm going to share a code word again. Number two, chili. Chili plant. Put on her table. So some more ideas. Now, I think we all know somebody who runs on coffee, you know, who really needs to have a really decent coffee before they can start operating in the morning. So what if when you arrive at your client's home, you are bringing a, you know, takeaway cup of their favourite coffee or from a local coffee shop. Something, obviously they're not expecting it from you, but, you know, wouldn't it be great to sit down? They'd be thankful, in a good mood, ready to sit down and start talking about the plans for the day. So there's a value add. A very simple one, and certainly works for you as well if you like coffee. On the food scene, what about some homemade something? A jar of jam, some biscuits that you made. It doesn't have to be very big, but it's just a little something. Now, I know of an organiser. She's in the United States. I know of an organiser who, when she was done with her clients, when they'd sort of come to the end, she'd take them out for lunch. It was a little celebration. That's a really nice surprise. And it's a chance for you two to bond in a neutral place. So that's something to consider too. What kind of food surprises and what kind of food you love can you show to your clients? Now, one thing I used to have for my clients, and I haven't been able to get them again, but you never know. It was a pencil. Now, it's hard to know. Sometimes you want to give someone a thank you, and it's hard to give them something that's not going to clutter up their home again. But a nice pencil that had a little crystal on the end, and it actually said on the pencil was written, "Little Miss Organized." Of course, my clients would you know, they'd be thrilled to receive that. I used to give it away as thank yous when people referred work and so on. You know, something as simple like that. It didn't cost a lot of money, but it was really special. It wasn't an ordinary pencil with the crystal on it, and, you know, you could pick out their favourite colour and so on. That's another idea. A very practical one, especially for clients who need sort of for training in how to use lists, is to give them a beautiful to-do list pad. You know, there's beautiful ones available everywhere, inexpensive from, you know, craft shops and stationery shops, and even the supermarket these days have really nice looking stationery. So you could, you know, maybe get them a magnetised one. It's going to sit there on the fridge. It's going to look good, and they will think of you when it's in use, or a shopping list kind of notepad as well. Now, for some clients who, you know, maybe you want to spend a bit more money on them, a stylish inbox, something that is really something special. You know, not just an ordinary plastic one, not just an ordinary white cardboard one, but something that really looks good. And maybe it's going to sit on their kitchen counter and hold all their, you know, notices from school or something like that. Something special like that might be good for your clients. And as I'm giving you these ideas, are you picturing these happening for your clients, those clients that you have in your mind of, you know, that person that always likes to drink tea out of a certain cup, or, you know, that, those are the kinds of clues that you can use to, you know, make it a good connection with your client. Sorry, just brainstormed another idea. If you've got a client who drinks out of chipped teacups, now this is, first of all, it's very bad feng shui to use those sorts of items, but maybe you could treat them to a lovely new cup and sort of role model self-care, treating yourself well by, you know, showing that it's okay to use beautiful things, to put yourself first and not always have the chipped cup. Now, here's another idea. This time of year in January, people are often thinking of their goals. Now, if you're working with somebody on their goals, and it may be that they're life goals, or it might just be that they're organising goals, what if you presented them with those goals typed up, beautifully presented, in a little certificate frame? Something that looks really good. Something that they can either stand up on their desk, or, you know, put in their bedroom, or, you know, wherever they're going to see it very often. Something that really shows that you value their goals, and they should too. And it's going to help them achieve those goals as well. So there's some ideas. I hope that by now you are already, you know, ideas are firing, you're writing lots of notes, you're getting excited about what you can do for your clients in a value-add kind of way. As I said, this is separate to the kind of adding value in packages that I've talked about in a previous class. That class, if you're interested in listening, is Create Irresistible Packages. So, you know, there'll be some ideas in that as well that you might be able to use. There is another class I want to recommend to you, and that is ways to show gratitude, something like ways to thank your clients. It's I like it because it takes you through the different personalities and different love languages that people have and what kind of gifts might be appropriate to them. So if you want some more ideas, head for that class. I think you'll find something right for you and your clients. And, you know, sometimes it can be as simple as a handwritten note saying how much you enjoyed working with them. And if you're going to do that, I would also include a note about the progress you've noticed, the positive outlook that they've taken on, or something really positive that will remind them of the journey of being, you know, your client. So it can be hard for some clients to look back and see the transformation journey that they've been on, and it doesn't hurt to remind them. If you have ideas about, you know, what's going to work for you and your clients, please share them with the group in the Facebook group. That would be fabulous. And we would, you know, wouldn't it be great to get a whole range of ideas happening there? And as I say, this is about being individual value adding for your clients. Now, I did promise, oh, first of all, a third code word. We must do that. I'm going to say coffee, cup of coffee with your client at the start of a session would be a good way to add value. Now, the special Professional Organisers Edge membership offer is a value-added 15-minute brainstorming session with me. If you find yourself in need of some ideas, someone to bounce ideas off, someone to help you tease out some of the ideas that you've started having, let's schedule in 15 minutes one-on-one with me. We'll knock a few ideas out of the park. And what I would say is bring along your list of clients and have a good picture about who they are and what they want from you and your service and what they need in their homes and so on. And we'll be able to, I'm sure, in 15 minutes we'll be able to come up with at least 10 ideas. So to do that, and also if you're interested in getting a professional development certificate, please email me, angela@creatingorder.com.au. Now, all you have to do is put in the subject line, make it a value add year, request your brainstorming session or tell me the code words, and we will get things happening for you. Now, let me tell you about next class that's coming up in February. It's going to be a good one. It's the power of newsletters. Now, I'm excited to share with you about this because I have great success with newsletters, and I often hear people ask, you know, is it worth doing? Is it, you know, do you really, is it really something worth putting your time and effort into? And the answer is yes, but there are some things you need to know about how to make it even more successful, how to get the best value out of it. So that's what our next class is, and it is on February the 28th. Again, a Tuesday night, February the 28th. You will get the call-in details ahead of time. But for now, thank you for listening. I hope you make it a brilliant value add year. I look forward to hearing from you and brainstorming with you as well. All the best. Yes.